Wow.
Colombia, ¿qué pasó?
Let me just say this. When your uncle tells you, yeah, but some games end in 0-0, and that's boring, you don't know what you're talking about, unc. That was one of the best games of this tournament, and it was 0-0.
I just feel bad for the all of Miami Colombians, all of Miami that went to spend a ton of money.
You know what I feel worse for? If there's any Colombians in deep in Queens that maybe spent a lot of money going to Miami to go to the... Ingrid, how are you doing of our producers?
Producer.
Wow.
Got a nil. Not that it wasn't an entertaining game.
It was exciting.
You know, the first soccer game I ever went to was Real Madrid against Roma, 0-0. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? So I didn't... It's just like you don't get the experience of seeing a goal happen in the game and in the stadium so that you just feel like you're missing something. But... Right.
We did say if you're going to go, at least get a couple videos of the fans celebrating goals. You got nothing.
We got nothing. We'll see what we do get from Ingrid.
I'm excited for what this means for the knockout rounds, though, because this was two teams going for it. Colombia looked like the better team for large portions of this. It's just that little thing in Latin America has of just being kind of erratic in front of goal really bites you right in the tuchus.
Well, hit him with the tuchus.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Wow.
We're in Houston, Texas, and I'm bringing out Yiddish.
My man. My co-host, the Yenta.
It's too much tuna.
Welcome to the Cooligans live reaction right after Colombia and Portugal. What a game. I mean, that's the thing.
Incredible.
It was just Colombia from minute one. We're like, nah, we understand you're Portugal. You got all these players or whatever. We're like, nah. This is a home game.
Yeah. No, we in Miami. I don't know if you know that. That's one of the five cities of Colombia.
Okay, I think it's the capital.
When it was Gran Colombia, Miami was part of it. Ponce de Leon was a Colombian dude.
But man, for Colombia, this feels like a loss. I mean, they really should have gotten a goal. And then late in the game, Davinson Sanchez, the offside that
he got Haji righted.
VAR strikes again.
I wonder if there's any way to find an image of that in case anyone watching this for some reason didn't see the game. I don't know if that's possible.
I'm sure
if
there's an image or a tweet or something.
We're looking at the oh, if a car drove over that part of your foot, you wouldn't even feel it.
But like, why are you ruining my sneakers?
Damn, you scuffed my shoes.
If camera,
Davinson Sanchez had like a 9.5 size.
That's
foot,
the problem.
Goal scored.
These guys,
your big flippers.
You need smaller shoes.
No, you got to get the tightest shoes possible. I'm all for this technology, but I will say it again. Sometimes if you're VAR, you just got to look the other way.
Yeah, man. This was so cool. On camera, while we were just watching it live, it looked like when they replayed it, I was like, this is a goal.
There's no way.
We see all the maroon jerseys. Uh-huh. They're clearly in front of the last defender and everything. And disappointing way. But Colombia win the group. I mean, they still have a lot to be proud of. And they put in a fantastic performance from every single player.
I hate to say this, but, you know, when it comes to Latin American countries, we want to play well against the Europeans. You know what I mean? Because they yip a lot. They yip a lot. They think they're the greatest on earth, you know? And then when this happens, how's your boy Ronaldo looking now?
I mean, he was barely a factor in this game.
That bicycle kick looked like an old... It looked like Robert Downey, Robert De Niro fighting in The Irishman.
Oh, wow.
Remember, you were like, ugh, I can see the age.
It was like if you did a bicycle kick, but in a wheelchair.
Yeah. You know those teeter turnips? You know those inversion tables? It looked like he was getting on one of those. And he was like, honey, hold on.
No, man.
Look at these stats. Bro, this is bodied by Colombia.
Yeah, I did not expect a performance like this. Pretty much the entire game. There were probably like, I would say a total of like 12 minutes in the game that Portugal did have the momentum and looked like they were they could score.
Look at their midfield. What is happening?
I can't believe it. Honestly, the fullbacks, As far as defensively, I can't necessarily explain what Colombia did so well, because it wasn't how are they getting so easily past Joao Cancelo and Nuno Mendes without really
gliding past that midfield? And I was like, why is the whole game happening in Portugal's final third?
My guess is that the fullbacks were playing maybe a bit high. Like, I mean, athletically, they're like, nobody's really getting by these guys. Colombia has also some pacey guys.
Everybody
as well.
Buckle your seatbelts, because I'm about to blame Ronaldo for something else. But here's the truth. I think they realize until Rafa Leao came in, you don't really have a threat on the counter. So send your players. Ronaldo's not that fast anymore.
Right.
And we saw it in real time when they got the ball back. He basically took a pretty weak shot from about 35 yards out because there was no one. He didn't have the pace. He doesn't have his mind still works that way, but his body's not letting him. So I think Colombia was just like, send everyone. Ronaldo's not going
to
hurt us.
You know, there's plenty of strikers that are not really pacey.
They don't try to play that way.
But he's not
he's also not a hold-up guy.
He's not a hold-up guy. He doesn't really – he's not helping out his team. He's not winning aerial balls.
He ain't doing nothing.
He did what he did against Uzbekistan.
Congrats.
I mean, how many more examples do you need of like, man, this guy, at the very least, let's see what somebody else has to offer.
Didn't Gonzalo Ramos just get allegedly get a big old bag from AC Milan?
I don't know.
Dude, what are we doing?
So
let my man play.
I mean,
55 million from AC Milan.
Okay. Well, they're just glad that they're getting a well-rested player.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, hey, Roberto, love what you're doing, Ronaldo, Mr. Martinez,
they make money. You know, the players that do get released to a World Cup, the club makes money. So it's like, oh, okay, you're going to take my player and you're not going to play him?
And you're going to use him? You know what I mean? So he's just going to have physio and cardio the entire time?
Okay.
What a lovely vacation in America.
It's just a little, you catch up with his friends, reconnect, you know, with himself. Yeah. You know?
Remind him how to speak little Portuguese before he learns Italian.
Little live, laugh, love out in the United States.
Okay. How Gonzalo got his groove back.
But the FABMA rating for Ronaldo was 6.3, which is
generous.
The worst on the Portuguese.
Still generous.
On Portugal. It just seemingly everybody on Colombia were, I mean, I would even argue, like, man, why didn't Colombia play like this in the first two games? Yeah. I mean, they did win, but geez.
They are growing into the tournament, though, if this is the way you're going to play against a Portuguese.
Completely,
we're looking at Ronaldo's numbers now. 34 touches, 3 shots, 0.17 XG. That's your striker.
Yeah.
That's your striker.
No, you know what? I saw this from Chicharito before the game. He was talking about how he effectively being like he's supporting Ronaldo and is a fan of Ronaldo and saying like he gets a lot of criticism because when he doesn't get the ball, he's frustrated and he expresses himself. And he was like, as a striker, I want my striker to be that expressive and say like, I want the ball because I want to play with
a
striker.
Do you want your striker to be 40?
No, I'm just saying. But so I want to make a point because he's like, I want my striker to show that because
to emote frustration.
To emote that,
yeah, yeah,
to emote
yeah.
that frustration because I want to play with a striker that deeply, deeply wants to score goals and help the team. But the issue is, I actually don't really necessarily mind. I've mentioned it a few times. I understand Chicharito's perspective. But I will say it's not necessarily just that Ronaldo is expressive and frustrated. It is that his teammates are frustrated and expressive when he doesn't do the thing that they want him to do. Whether it's
No. The thing he's supposed to do.
No.
The thing that person in his position is supposed to do.
He takes a shot when they think he should pass. Sometimes they're open and they're near him, and he's like he always points to his eyes. He's like, oh, I didn't see you. I didn't see you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, I think that's the bigger problem. It's that his teammates are showing that frustration to him.
And I'm sure the teammates want to win for him the same way the Argentina I think that's still there. I think they want to, but I think part of that is because they're like, well, if he wins, he won't yell at us anymore. You know?
Man, yeah, this is a...
This is a brutal showing by Portugal. Look, they do move on, but I'm not confident that they're going to be getting past, let's say, the round of 16. Like this. And they have
even round 32.
I think they can get past the round 32. Let's figure out who they play. I don't know if we have that, but that would be great to find out because it's all set. Oh, I wish I could see that.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Oh, here we go. All right. Full screen, baby. Now we love it. Okay, looking for Portugal.
Croatia.
against Croatia. You might not get past the round. What did we say on the show? Do not, Ghana. Do not let. Was it Ghana? It was Ghana.
Ghana played them. Yeah, they lost.
Do not let them get into the round of 32 because they are going to cause havoc. And that's exactly what's going to happen to Portugal. Portugal is going to lose on penalties to Croatia. I'm calling it now.
Yeah. I mean, it's just they're not. Especially compared to Colombia, where you see like after three games, you see that there's improvement, there's more chemistry and all that stuff. Portugal regressed.
You know what else?
Severely.
The coach is clearly saying like, oh, let's try something different. Roberto Martinez is like, I'm not allowed.
My hands are tied.
Saudi guards outside my door, dog.
Okay, I haven't seen my kids in quite a while.
They're in a basement.
They said they're going to send them back. Nah, man, it's disappointing. I mean, we could, I don't know what's the bigger story, like Portugal playing poorly or Colombia playing this well. I mean, I
think it's the combo.
I guess I'm a neutral. I'm wearing a Colombia shirt.
Yeah. Everyone, Portuguese person watching truly believed you're neutral.
But I really thought that performance from Colombia is like that. It's there's a level now of excitement of like, oh man, I think they win the group. Let's see how really far if they can keep doing this. And I think a player to highlight is James Rodriguez. He
put it together, man. He did it.
He every like just the he was sending 30, 40 yard diagonal
ball.
You know
what he did? He leaned on what he does best.
Mm-hmm.
He's not trying to be James Rodriguez in 2014.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, if I'm not fast enough to do that, watch me ping on a dime, dude.
And then, I mean, he was, his passing was great. He just like calmed
five chances
offense.
Created.
Yeah.
That's a 10. If your 10 did that in a game in a World Cup, you would be celebrating
and,
that
and
guy.
And if it wasn't for that pesky goalkeeper,
he was the player of the game for me.
Diego Costa, Colombia get at least one or two goals in this game, man. This
dude,
was he
were outdone by a great goalkeeper and a tone.
Yeah, yeah. And then the defenders as well, Davinson Sanchez, Lukumi, they all were, nobody could get past them. They were.
Arias was causing problems. The camera was on Arias.
Santi Arias is 34.
Yo, that man played at FC Cincinnati.
And my
he's
man.
He's exhausted.
He was cooking. I can't explain what. I don't know if Portugal were tired. I don't know if just Colombia were
well rested.
Well rested.
We're talking about someone who ever, like the majority of people were saying would be a contender for the title.
Yeah.
That they were going to go all the way. They'd be in the
Not
final.
Even
Portugal is a favorite. We sat next to Matty FC talking about how Portugal is going to win this whole thing. They could barely get through Colombia.
Portugal. I mean, after this game, they have no shot.
You have to reset your expectations if you're a Portugal
I'm resetting
fan.
Them to zero.
Yeah. And we back.
Okay.
I love that we're now on the same page here. Who's your player of the game for me? Diogo Costa has to be it. Six massive saves.
I mean, for me, it's probably going to be a defender. I'm probably going to go with Davinson Sanchez. I thought he was fantastic
and
stopping every single opportunity that Portugal had. And they didn't have that many, but obviously player of the game in a nil-nil, he's going to probably go to the goalkeeper.
Yeah,
so Diego Costa was unreal. He made...
Stood on his head. When they say that term, they mean this game.
the first shot that he stopped, that as we were watching it, we were just like, is his arm broke? I mean, he blasted that shot at the goalkeeper.
Pumped a heater. And my fingernail would have touched my forearm if I would have stuck my hand out. And he somehow parried it. The only mistake was it went down into the ground as opposed to up. And then it caused a little bit of a melee, but they got out of it. But I was floored. And there was another shot that was really close that he kind of just like took off the chest.
Sure.
I was absolutely floored by Diogo Costa. Also, we have a video from Ingrid.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you want to play that.
Producer Ingrid is at the was at the game.
Our correspondent.
Let's see. I mean, these are the scenes.
This is, I guess, after the final whistle.
A lot to be proud of for Colombia. I mean, this is a big. When's the last time they won a group in the World Cup?
You sold your neighbor's house for that video? You couldn't get a video of like the people selling food outside.
Anything? I saw a different video. I thought it was gonna be the one
talking
in the group chat. Yeah. Okay, it's all good. Anyway. No, this is a look. Yeah, Diego Costa had just one of the best performances at this World Cup. I mean, he's the reason why Portugal get a point in this game. But
if we believe that Portugal has taken a step back in our expectations, mm-hmm. has Colombia taken a step forward in your expectations?
100%. Yeah.
How far do you think they can get now? Because I was looking at Colombia as like a, hey man, if you get to the round of 16, you did pretty good.
Sure.
And I'm starting to believe we're looking at a team that could definitely get to the quarters.
Yeah, they're
possibly semis.
Their scoring is a bit of a concern. They haven't scored too many goals in this tournament. But do they have the confirmed opponent? Colombia should, right? They're going to have Ghana in Kansas City.
Okay.
So
I'm trying to find them on the map here.
Yeah, they're the bottom right over there.
Bottom right. Yeah. Okay, so they would play Sweden or someone else.
What do you mean? They're playing Ghana.
No. I mean,
if they win. Yeah. They will play Switzerland or Iran
in the following game. So, I mean, not to suggest that Switzerland or Iran are easy by any stretch. Iran is not confirmed yet, by the way.
Oh, Switzerland is confirmed in their spot, but Iran confirmed. Is not. As of right now.
Our graphic here is the most up-to-date. Christian's on christianpolongo.com. That's why he's got the wrong information. Why is the bracket on your website?
I updated. I'm actually competing with FotMob. I'm trying to take over some market share.
He's go to mobfot.com, and it actually goes right to his website. But if it is Iran, Switzerland, I can see Colombia being able to best them. So that's talking about Colombia in a quarterfinal if they keep playing this way.
Yeah, I mean, if they can put it a performance like this against Portugal, which pretty objectively, I think we would all say, out of, again, a combined 11, you have 80, 90%, you got to pick Portugal players.
100%.
So if they can perform like this, like there's just a lot of, I mean, it's obviously the game in Miami, I think, shows like, you know, a bit of a home field advantage kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. But they're just playing with a lot of heart and confidence. The things I'm like picky about is like, I wish, like, Luis Diaz had a bit of a better game. He lost the ball a couple times. And they just, like, if the moments where the stars did their thing, Colombia win this game. But I
want to see Lucho kind of take over a game at some point because we know he has that talent.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done in this World Cup just yet. But we got a couple tweets and comments. Let's see what the websites, what your website, what are the fans on christianmolanco.com?
Jimmy Butler. This was great, man.
De Colombia en contra Portugal.
This was awesome. And Jimmy Butler's been known to do a lot of, remember in the media day, he showed up with the emo haircut for the Miami Heat one time.
He has a lot of fun.
He put the Colombian color.
He's wearing a Melissa Ortiz uniform right now.
Shout out to Melissa. But he showed up, this one he's wearing
two different kids.
Yes, a James jersey and a Munoz jersey. And he's wearing both of them. And he lifts up the Munoz jersey to reveal the James jersey. But I love
Jimmy Butler doing everything but winning a chip, huh?
Okay. Look, it's a good time, bro.
Yeah, look at what it means for DR Congo. They win their first World Cup match and are headed to the knockout stage for the first time ever. Shouts to Congo.
Defeat Uzbekistan. That game was happening at the same time, obviously. And then route to the World Cup final. And we're looking at Ronaldo on one side and Messi on the other. And one has a much more comfortable journey to
Messi's
a final.
Messi's cracking his knuckles while Cristiano Ronaldo's shoving peptides in his knees. Stock up, the camera operators working the Portugal Colombia game fighting on the baddies.
that's the job.
Not hard to do in that game.
well done, to be honest. Yeah. Vamos Colombia.
Vamos Colombia. Yeah, I mean, this is a big, this is a 0-0 victory for Colombia.
No, I don't take it that way. That's
lost
a no-no loss.
Lost by a toe, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I mean,
having some,
Portugal would have taken a big old L if it wasn't for that toe. He was onside. Should have been 1-0. Okay,
there it is. King Grizzly.
Right?
<Reddit.
laughs> Right? Look, Christina Uncle, you're fired. We've got
reverse
King Grizzly.
It. King Grizzly also decided who won AFCON as well.
Yeah, the ref got lucky by making a bad call saved by VAR.
Mm.
I mean, you don't get saved by VAR.
It's unfortunate.
Travel football fan, yeah, the homie says, that Colombia would finish top of the group.
You did. Okay.
He did say it.
He did. He said that.
You were delusional.
And he also said, Infantino's awful. My man does great work.
Two for two. Wasn't Ronnie back? I guess he's only back facing old Soviet territories. Dictator Mbappe and his homie comrade Ronnie.
Man,
at this point, he only scored two goals against an actual plumber.
I know, you keep highlighting that.
And that is it.
Convince Portugal coach and Ecuador coach chase Giants together in the offseason. Okay. Man, this was this is a game that I think leading up to it, it slightly felt like, oh, they're both through. Maybe they're not gonna like.
Well, we thought France Norway was gonna be is what this turned out to be.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I love that, and it gives me a lot of confidence. I think for Colombia going forward. I mean, if they can keep this up, man, because it really looked like, I don't know, they got like two extra days of rest against Portugal.
I would say you pick a great time to become Colombian during the World Cup.
Good time. We're also in Houston right now. We didn't even address that. Yeah. We are now in Houston for the next leg of the breakaway tour.
We're going to get grills. We're going to put 26-inch rims on an old
That's
Cadillac.
Right. I am drinking candy paint. Uh-huh. They said it's delicious.
Yo, we're going to be on lean for the next episode.
All right. So we're... Yo,
let's do a chopped and screwed.
A little chopped and screwed cool again?
Oh, my God. Let's do stock up. For me, James Rodriguez, man. Because stock went way down at the beginning of this tournament. I was like, I don't know.
Okay.
And man, he really he's playing smart for his age.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I'm going to also just give a little stock up on the nine for Colombia, John Cordoba. I thought he had a fantastic game, and he was aggressive in taking shots. It took Diogo Costa stopping some really, really difficult chances for Portugal to stay in this game. But
he kept every defender busy, man. He kept every center back busy.
Yeah,
but
Cordoba had a fantastic game. So shout out to Colombia. I mean, just again, the nil-nil games on paper could look like they were boring, but this was a complete opposite.
Yeah, if you didn't watch this game, you missed out. But thank you for hanging out with us. Let's do a little stock down. Ingrid's bank account.
Her index funds.
Why would you cash out your 401k?
Everything.
This is crazy.
But shout out to Ingrid for going out there. I mean, supporting her people, her country.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man.
To get a chance to do that. For real stock down, who do you got?
I mean, it's obvious. It's Cristiano Ronaldo.
That's it.
That has to be. That's an easy choice. I mean, let's make this test a little harder, right?
Just
like, who
look
else?
Look at this. Look at these numbers.
I mean,
that's your goat.
I guess a little stock down on, I mentioned the fullbacks. I thought Jao Cancelo was just poor in this game. I thought Nuno was poor in this game.
I mean, Jao Cancelo had a couple moments where he tracked back really hard and got in front of he stopped a couple attacks. I don't want to be that critical.
No,
but I think the reason why you're saying that is because we've seen you all play at
it's
your
Portugal.
Clubs.
Yeah. I mean,
it's insane to put this team together with all these names. And we've seen you all be incredible across the board. And then when you come together, you just can't do anything. So then maybe my stock down should not just be Cristiano Ronaldo. You said Cristiano Ronaldo. Mm-hmm. I'll say Roberto Martinez, man.
Ah.
You gotta make the tough decision. You're the coach, and I brought up Luis Enrique again, but that man benched Mbappe at PSG multiple times in the first half of games, told him, go sit with your family. And I'm not saying you be disrespectful, but someone has to take control of this squad. You cannot let the players be the leaders. You have to be the leaders. That is your job, and you are not doing it by continuing to put Cristiano Ronaldo as the starting striker in the squad. Let him be a 10. Let him be a 10 and sit another midfielder. At least try something.
The thing I was going to say is in my Uber ride to the airport in Kansas City, the driver, also a big soccer fan, he was talking, but he was like, Portugal need to win against Colombia so that So they would be in the same, or there's a possibility of being in the same bracket as Argentina. And then they would have, I think it would have been round of 16 in like Kansas City.
In Kansas City would have been Portugal versus Argentina.
And he was literally like,
FIFA's gonna do it. I was in the car with you.
Oh, okay.
He's like, FIFA, I'm FIFA, here. Hello,
FIFA
Christian,
gonna
I'm
make it happen. Yeah,
he's like, FIFA's gonna do it. And I'm like, I don't think they can do it. He's like, FIFA will do it.
Yeah.
And also, if you did, I would have accepted it.
So like,
hold on, our producer was saying they were gonna play where?
Where was that? Okay. They would have.
Oh yeah,
you're we're losing them in now. Okay, it's all good. It's all good. If that would have ended up happening, the amount of money FIFA must be
ratings.
FIFA is just like, why are we? We're not corrupt enough.
Have you ever seen the guy who like takes all the food trays every time someone like holds up a thing they made and he knocks it off the table?
I think I have. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were doing that with VAR. They're like, why does this VAR exist?
So, no, credit to Colombia because, the narrative would have, could have easily, I don't know, like intimidated them or made them, sort of play a little bit more cautious. But nah, man, they were aggressive from the beginning. They deeply, deeply wanted to win the game. I think it would have been just a historic moment if they did win, even if they were going to win the group with a draw. But I think
you know how I feel about Latin American countries going against European powerhouses. Yeah, yeah. It just doesn't happen often that they win, so it would have felt really, really good.
Sure. Okay.
Colombia versus Ghana next. And, I mean, I'm trying to look here. I mean, Ghana has a strong team. You know, I mean, there's really nothing to scoff at here. Ghana, they lost to Croatia, but they drew to England 0-0. They beat Panama 1-0. Strong defensive team. You know, can they match the erratic energy that Colombia is going to bring? But can they do what Diogo Costa did? Can you stop the onslaught of shots? And if they could do that against Portugal, I have a feeling they'll be able to do that against Ghana.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think I was watching the game. I just sent a photo in the Slack, everybody, if there's an
option. It's of his feet. So put that up.
If you want to put that on. So I was watching on the plane. I was watching England, Panama, and Croatia, Ghana.
Because you fly United and they got Starlink.
This flight has Starlink. So
I was on Delta, a much more expensive flight. Got upgraded first class, no TV. And the guy next to me, dude, his suspenders stored the whole time. And I said, "Oh, are you tired?" And he goes, "No, I'm just good at sleeping." I said, "Hey, man."
Wow.
I like where we're at.
I love that. So. I'm watching both of the games because the guy next to me, he has England Panama on and I have Croatia Ghana, and we were like collab. We're like, this is like we're watching in a bar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got that TV, I got this TV.
So we'll see if we can get it on screen. But as I'm watching the Croatia and Ghana game, I'm just like, man, this is I was rooting for Ghana mainly because. Ghana needed to win so that South Korea still had a chance to stay in the tournament. But the defensive kind of woes. Yeah,
we're looking at
it right now. But this is me. Shout out to Luis sitting next to me. He's an awesome dude. He's a doctor from he lives in Kansas City, but he's from Peru. And we're chatting and we're able. It made the whole flight like so dope. I'm like, oh, I don't have to switch tabs. I don't have to keep going back and forth. I'm like, we got the double screens on a plane.
I got texting for free for an hour. This is ridiculous.
with some 400 megabit. Download Yo, internet, bro. You, on you a flight,
the, you, I don't know. My flight apparently was in 1954 compared to this. This is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the only problem with Starlink is that Elon Musk owns it. That's really the only issue. But it's
I wish I'd go back to the time when we didn't know what our CEOs thought because we could just enjoy these companies.
You know, the producers always trying to be in your videos. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We need shiny suits.
We need Suge Knight here, bro. So it just made the whole experience a lot more fun. But yeah, Ghana, defensively, they get the first goal that they gave up, a goal from really far out. I forgot who scored it offhand, but the concerns for Ghana don't seem to be about kind of necessarily attacking. Semenyo had a shot that was an inch to the other side, and it's a goal. And he just missed the post by a little bit. But they have a fair amount of attacking options.
Semenyo get the ball at his feet. I mean, I know we haven't seen it a lot in this tournament, but there's a moment of magic that's always a potential with him. He's that incredible. Yeah. But I just have a feeling based just going off of these 90 minutes versus the match against Croatia for Ghana, my heart and my mind says Colombia's got this one.
I agree. I think so too, man. This was a great, great performance from Colombia. And you sort of expect more. And now, like, I think the hopes for Colombia fans and Colombians are like, all right, I think if we could do this against Portugal, why can't we have a game like this against Argentina? Why can't we have a game like this
that
against
England?
That is a
question you have to ask, right? Yeah. If we could put it together this way, why can't we do this other times?
Okay.
Now let's look at Portugal's next match, which is... They're going to play Croatia.
Yes.
Yeah, dog.
You cooked.
It's
dog.
A wrap. It's a wrap, Ronaldo. I hope you bought a cup or something, maybe a couple shirts.
It's a little something to remind you. I said this yesterday, but Portugal is very much giving Belgium vibes of just like you see the team that they have, and the fact that they can't get the results that they need to get is kind of crazy.
It's a lot of names, but they can't put it together.
Yeah. So could it go to like to penalties or something? I thought Croatia looked pretty good.
Luka Modric dialed the clock back, bro.
Yeah,
I mean,
the homie, comedian friend Adam Mamawala was at the game.
Oh, was he?
And he was like sort of near the corner flag. Got a video of Modric taking the corner, and that led to the goal. Luka Modric is now the oldest player to ever get an assist in a World Cup. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I think I saw that on Twitter earlier. But yeah, and there was another moment. Luka Modric with like he stopped a cross that was going to most likely lead to a goal, and just a late like getting his foot on it to clear it. And I'm like, this dude's 40.
Yeah, Ronaldo, look at him. I think Croatia is just one of those teams you don't want to face in the knockout rounds, man.
Yeah.
They make it difficult to score, and they find weird ways to score on you. And if it gets to a penalty, I'm just going to continue to trust them over you, Portugal. So I have a feeling we could see Portugal bow out in the round of 32, which is an abject failure if that happens.
Sure.
Absolute failure from the top to the bottom. People need to resign.
Yeah, well, I mean, we know Roberto Martinez will not be back. No. But yeah.
I mean, from the Federation, to allow this to happen.
You think so?
Yeah,
I mean, look, I think it's a they're cashing in.
Vitinha, Bruno Fernandes, the assist leader in the Premier League. I mean, this is
but
crazy.
It's not a serious institution when you're still putting Ronaldo up there. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
He's starting. He's never getting subbed out. It's just like, all right. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, I understand maybe there's egos involved and all this other stuff, but
you can't go the entire tournament going, I don't want to upset Cristiano Ronaldo.
You can't give him 70 minutes to see what he can do.
How about this? 30 off the bench. He'd be great.
That is the logical solution to have him come off the bench.
Now, how much of Cristiano Ronaldo's decision-making do you think goes towards logic?
It's annoying because we keep having to talk about it, and it's like
it's the major storyline right
it's
now.
It's like we all know, we all see it, and yes, he had the two goals against Uzbekistan, and brother, you've gotten enough opportunities, all right? Even Neymar's on his team, and they're not like, we got to make sure he starts. Like, no. Let's be for real.
It's crazy. You don't see other players carrying Neymar around
and
the
bench. It's not like he's also, like, dominating the Saudi League where you're like, well, we can't. There's nobody else.
He won it for the first time.
Yeah, but he's not, like, completely just crushing it there. He's like, he's doing his job as the striker of Al Nassr. So it's
we didn't even bring up the Argentinian guy. This is just about Ronaldo's lack of ability to play at this level at this time in his career, which is fine.
I mean,
you had to start. You scored in the 6 World Cups. You're the only one to ever do it. You got an accolade. Can you sit down now, dude?
Yeah, I mean, there were moments I'm
never going to be allowed back in the Ironbound section.
When I'm watching Portugal go forward, I'm looking at Ronaldo's movements and seeing like how is he trying to like find space for his teammates or something for him to get the ball, and he doesn't.
He didn't do any of that.
He
literally passed the ball to somebody and then walked in front of him.
Yeah, the one thing that he doesn't do that like a lot of strikers do, but he doesn't really do any kind of going out wide and an overlapping run to receive the ball to then possibly send in a cross or something like that. He's not going to go 1v1 out wide with anybody.
No.
So his teammates are not going to be like, yo, we're not trying to get you the ball there. We're trying to get you the ball, like, basically around the six-yard box as much as possible.
And he doesn't play hold-up ball, and he doesn't play fox in the box.
Yeah. It's just
you're not a poacher.
He's simply not a striker.
That's it. And that's why I said, if he played the 10, if he did what James did, it was like, all right, I could camp out in the middle of the pitch. Look at what Messi's doing.
Yeah. I mean, could he's for most of his career, has been a winger. Could he do that? I don't think so, right?
I think he's smart enough to, if he have the game in front of him.
He just doesn't
move
like a striker. That is like finding the little pockets and space.
Or then do play two strikers, him and Gonzalo Ramos.
I mean, it seems
kind of... Why are we the ones doing your job, Roberto Martinez?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's so like evident and obvious that he's just not a striker.
It's like watching a bad, scary movie and you're like, well, there's blood on that door. Why would you go in that
And then people are going to be like, well, he scored here. And it's like, yeah. Sure, but that's not now.
Yeah, that was black and white. That was 1080p, bro. Like, we had 4K.
Like I said, his you can see his teammates frustrated with him, and it's just like I don't even understand how this is. Like,
it hurts to watch Portugal.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we got tweets.
We got tweets. Probably mad at Cristiano Ronaldo as well.
40. Aged 40 years, 291 days today, Luka Modric has become the oldest player to provide an assist at a World Cup on Opta record since 1966.
Look at this, bro.
Timeless. I normally don't read the word that they use, you know, at the end, but that's absolutely correct. Timeless. Here we go. 70 goals for club and country this season. Harry Kane passes Cristiano Ronaldo's best goal-scoring season ever. And Lionel Messi's second best.
I mean, he scored a nice header. I expected this from Panama. I thought, you know what? Credit to Panama. First half, I thought they
played very well.
They played very well. Yeah. A lot of heart. Defended well.
That one goal that was offside of the counter. Oh, man. Yeah. I thought, wow, Panama's up 1-0.
Yeah. But, yes.
Second half.
Better than 7-1.
Yes,
in 2018.
I did say it would be better.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Jimmy Butlero.
Let's go.
Damn.
Jimmy Butler's fun, man.
Off by an inch. That's what she said. Hey. Ba-dum-bum.
Okay. All right. Size matters to VAR.
I will give all my savings for a chopped and screwed Cooligans. Are we going to do with $50?
Okay. We need to hire Metro Boomin.
No, I think let's go get Paul Wall.
Paul Wall.
We're in Houston.
We are in Houston.
Let's just go get Paul Wall.
Hey, Slim Thug, come through. Mike Jones.
What was the dude who was like, who they want? Flip. Is that Lil Flip?
I don't know. Sounds like
Game
it.
Over.
Okay.
You remember that track?
I don't remember this one.
You didn't up and let me in this.
Okay. No, say here. Let's just say all the words.
We're live. We're live. VAR Ratero Robo Colombia. Oh, my God.
What are you going to do, man? It's the machine. Everybody's like, yo, AI is going to change the world. Yeah, and it's ruining the beautiful game.
He got the call right. Stop it. Okay. I hate how Cristiano Ronaldo viejo retirado in a wheelchair. Oh, my God. Hey, look, it's true.
Ronaldo is not even average. Oh, damn. In size? What are we talking about? What?
Off by an inch. Prove us wrong. If you guys are in the comments hating, or if you're watching a clip of this, but show me evidence that he
also,
ain't passed it.
All the people
that doesn't involve an Uzbekistan defender,
right? And that's the thing. All the people after the Uzbekistan game, everybody was like, "You see, everybody needs to apologize." Yeah. They'd be like, "Yeah," they even wanted Becky Hammon to apologize, and she didn't even say anything about it.
She's still shitting on Jalen Brunson.
So they, but no. How about now? How about now? Are you going to be talking about how another poor game? I mean,
no, they're going to tell you that Messi. Oh, they want Messi to win. And VAR poked the ball in the net, and okay. It's not real.
Ridiculous. Okay,
please, let's talk a little bit about Canada. They're about to play South Africa.
Yes.
Look, if you would have asked me two games ago, I would have said Canada got this.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm not so sure, man. South Africa kind of showed me something in that third match.
Look, Canada should beat South
they
Africa.
Should.
South Africa, they haven't scored many goals in this tournament. They've defended well. They won their last game against South Korea 1-0. And it's very much counterattacking. And
wait for you to make a mistake.
I think Canada can hold on. I'm Has Alphonso Davies played? Has he played yet? I mean,
they're going to need more. I have no memories of Alphonso Davies playing. I wipe your brain at it. So.
I'm like, I've seen him on the bench in the bib.
Yeah.
But has he played at all? So I'm like, what are Canada's strengths here? And I mean, he is one of them. He still has not played. So I don't know how serious this is. But I would imagine like that's a player you want to stop a counter-attacking team.
Yeah, I mean, you bring him on hoping, I guess, he's prepared for the round of 32, so maybe we see him now.
Yeah.
I mean, they got through without him, which is already a huge plus. But for me, I think you have to find a way to win without him, because even if he does play, he's probably not going to be match fit. He's not going to be 90 minutes fit. So can, Larea, be that left back you need and create the overload in the midfield? Can Kyle Larin continue to score? Can Jonathan David provide a little bit more than he has already? Can Tage Buchanan be that guy that can drive at a defender 1v1 and create a little bit of havoc in the box? You're going to need all that to beat South Africa because they're defensively stout.
I think Canada is just like a little bit better than South Africa.
Yeah,
they should.
But the way that they go into this round of 32, Canada went in a little bit of a slump.
Yeah.
And you've got South Africa going in with their stock up. So for me, I think it's fairly even. I could see South Africa pulling this one out.
I could. I think it would be super, super disappointing for Canada if they do get knocked out of the tournament against South Africa. But just a good moment, I think, for both of these teams. Especially with Canada and them being... this is the furthest they've ever gotten in the World Cup. Where's the game
being played? Because they lost the third match.
This is in California. I believe this is in L.A. Obviously, they would have had a huge advantage if they won their game against Switzerland. But this is the scenario they're in. And I still favor them. I still think they should
I agree. I think that they're the more skilled team, but I'm not sold on the fact.
I don't know if this is coming up next, but we have to talk about... Cape Verde, Cabo Verde.
The vibes, the scenes.
Apologies, production, if you don't have the graphics ready, but please, we want to make sure we get time to talk about it. Cape Verde, moving on, is one of the most historic things, I think, just in World Cup history by far. Yeah.
I mean, I had a friend message me and say, the guy you see on screen right now, Vozinha, he's just an average goalkeeper. I'm like, you just can't let them have a moment. By the way, that man is Portuguese.
No, the
guy who called me.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm like, just let him have a moment. You know what I mean? Like, this is a massive moment for a few things. Obviously, Cabo Verde, congratulations, moving on to the round of 32. I didn't see it happening. I wouldn't have bet any money on this.
Let's play my prediction. Yeah. What did I say?
Did they score any goals?
They did. They scored against Uruguay, right? That's right. That was the one that was 2-2 from.
Yeah,
if I'm
they scored
not mistaken.
Two goals.
Yeah.
Congratulations to them. I'm excited to see them move on, just because it clearly is like a moment of happiness for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
But I think cool. You moved on.
Yeah, I mean, it's historic. I mean, it's a complete disaster for Uruguay.
Massive.
Unreal.
I wonder if it's real that the players had to go home on commercial flights.
Yeah, this is this loss. I mean, they lost to Spain 1-0. And Spain also has a disappointment on their side. Mm-hmm. There was an injury to Manuel Ugarte, who looks like he probably tore his ACL.
Yeah.
And Nico Williams.
Coming off on a stretcher is not a great.
Yeah, Nico Williams, I believe, also got injured. I don't think he's going to be. He put out a statement saying that he's not going to be able to play in the rest of the World Cup. There was a tackle or something. I forgot exactly what happened, but he said he's not going to be able to play. But for Uruguay, this is... I mean, it's embarrassing.
Talking about abject failure.
Bielsa, did you see the...
He was like yelling.
Yeah, he was scared. He was like, anda, like, avanza. He was upset that they were taking time to set up the post-match interview. And he was just like, hurry up. And he's like, bro, dog, it's not... We got to set up the lights.
I also kind of understand where he's coming from. He's like, I don't want to stand here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man, that was tough to watch if you're Uruguayan.
Yeah.
I hope my father was watching.
Okay. Just the most pain that you can.
Yeah.
So we are in Houston, and we should talk about Brazil, Japan. So that's the game that's happening on Monday. We're hosting a watch party for that, which should be fun.
If you're in Houston, hit us up. We got a couple extra tickets.
Yeah, hit us up. So the but this I think I, when I was talking about this before, once we knew the matchup, you definitely expect Brazil to win. You hope for that.
That's what you assume.
Yes, you assume. But I think Japan is no joke.
No, Japan is no joke, and they play well as a team, and I think Brazil doesn't. I think Brazil leans on individual excellence, in particular Vinny. Vinny Jr. has to carry this team. So it simply becomes, can Japan stop Vinny Jr.?
Yeah, this is also a game that I think you might need Neymar, or you might need him a little bit sooner than what you sort of expect, because I think a little bit of his like magic and brilliance and just calming not even just calming the team down per se, but like
he inspires the team.
And I think this might be the game you give him a few more minutes, maybe bring him on at halftime or something along those lines. Like, I don't know if he's fully fit or whatever, but
I'm gonna say Brazil go move forward in this one. But I don't think it's going to be easy.
I don't think so either. Yeah, this is going to be a game. I have a very, very strong feeling Japan will score. There's not going to be like any clean sheets here.
Not at all. I mean, we're looking at here. Second in the group with 5 points, scored 7 goals off 2.92 XG. Mm-hmm. Reached the stage for the fourth time, the knockout rounds for the fourth time.
Yeah.
Japan is a formidable force, and they play so well together. If Brazil have any, you know, trouble breaking them down, it's going to be a long day for Brazil.
Yeah, I'm curious what Houston is going to be like after. Because I don't know if there's a huge Japanese population, but there's a big
Brazilian population.
Brazilian population in Houston, I know. I mean, we were walking around already, and during the Colombia game, there was a billion Colombia shirts.
A lot of Latinos.
Obviously, we saw Mexico shirts everywhere. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting time, because I mean, even in Kansas City, the Dutch took over. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what Monday looks like. I mean, maybe there's going to be a march to the match and all this other stuff. But
we had Stroop waffle ice cream, by the way.
We did. Oh, I mean, don't mean to brag about how amazing our lives are.
It was so good.
Okay. Kansas City was dope.
Kansas City was so good.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody in Kansas City.
Nate Bocchetti, by the way, got the key to the city.
Nate Bocchetti.
He opened up a closed Starbucks so I could go take a poop. That's just what he does.
He did a special knock and the gate just opened, bro.
Ring, 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 and the toilet paper became 2-ply. That's crazy.
So, all right. We got a few more comments on YouTube. Shout out to everybody watching on YouTube.
What are you guys saying? What are you guys talking about?
Hit like right now.
Hit the bell. And hit the hype button.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, NFL and ESPN says the resemblance is uncanny.
Leonard Fournette
and Belgian striker Romelu Lukaku got jokes. Oh. All right, where's Stormzy when you need him?
the
Spider-Man.
You got to add Stormzy to that. Okay.
Cristiano Ronaldo has not attempted a dribble in his last 7
Hold
matches.
Hold on, how's that possible? What's a dribble? I thought I knew what a dribble was.
Dribble past somebody.
He hasn't. Trying what?
Well, remember the step over king?
Yeah, what's going on?
Damn, I think Cristiano Ronaldo died like 4 years ago, and this is a clone. That's my theory, dude.
Okay, yeah, we're looking at the tweet. It says the Uruguay Football Association decided to cancel the private plane for the squad, meaning the charter flight. Every single player will return on a commercial flight following their exit from the World Cup.
Damn, and I hope it was on Christian's plane and not mine with no TV. And terrible internet.
Bro, but imagine you're flying back to Uruguay and you have to fly whatever, Delta.
What is it, Dom?
I don't even know. Panam? I don't know.
It's like Tal or something like that? Or
I do not know.
Tap? Top?
But Latam
Air?
There's a strong likelihood you got to walk through, because all the first class, you can't get all the first class seats. It's going to be, you got
multiple flights.
You're
not going to do all one flight.
No, I'm just saying, but like some players may travel together. There might be a few groups or whatever.
I think they'll just take different flights. So
you think each individual will take a separate flight?
Not separate, like 4 people take this one, 5 people on that one.
I don't know. I mean, they're going to have to walk first. You're going to either have to walk past a bunch of other Uruguayans that are going to be like, hey, what's going on?
What
happened?
You don't want to know why I'm going home? Because of you. You didn't do your job.
Okay. I should be watching you at MetLife.
I should be hanging out with Algerians in Lawrence, Kansas.
So, or they sit in first class and people are walking by them and being like, hey.
Banging into them with the luggage.
Like, hey, what's
that? Yeah, Darwin, you don't need this.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to. I spilled my drink. Yeah.
Oh, did I hit you, Muslera, on your arm? Too bad. You don't need it anymore.
So
Minnesota fans would love to know where this James was every game he played for them.
James was warming up. He was just like.
Same in the first game of the knockout rounds. He didn't look great.
So funny. All right.
If any more Canadian players get injured, they'll have to call up the OVO at this point.
Bro, that's the only one.
Yeah, October's very own, bro.
Okay.
I think he's actually selling it for a significant amount of money.
Oh, wow.
Drake, yeah.
Can we buy it? Let's see.
Yeah, I said significant amount of money. Why does Brazil look so listless outside of Vinny? Yeah, dude, I don't know. But Vinny's good enough to get them through a round or two.
Very much so. Yeah. You would. I mean, Martinelli had that shot that the keeper deflected, but should have gone in. It
as an Arsenal fan, I have no idea what that looks like.
That would have been a great moment for him.
The minute Shohei Ohtani learns to kick a ball, it's over for everybody.
The Japanese are like, what if our best athletes played soccer?
Every ESPN, every podcast where the dudes talk about NFL are saying the same thing.
So
it stinks. Every 4 years, we have to hear this.
So funny. Okay. So, yeah, man, this is a good good vibes, I think, after this game. And so,
can I tell you, for a large portion of this episode, I've been holding back diarrhea, and now it's calm. It's calm now.
Okay.
Right when we go to end. Damn.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. The level of squeeze that I've had this entire time.
Yeah. I mean, we had the same food. Oh, yeah. But not the same exact food. We had tacos.
Yeah. But I eat corn.
Okay. Well, hey. Okay.
It's also probably not diarrhea. It's probably just a regular poop, but I just haven't eaten a lot today. Anyway, it's a lot going
on. Yeah. I'm a not risky eater. I'm a very cautious eater on the road.
Baby.
I'm not trying to ruin my time.
Remember last time what happened when we were in Texas?
Yes, I do remember. Okay.
Lost a good pair of sweats. Boys.
good thing we don't have to share a room now. I don't have to worry about that.
We've upgraded. In fact, that might have been the turning point where Christian's like, let's splurge for two. Huh?
Okay. I need to make sure there's a functional adult.
I saw you run past me in the middle of the night. Are you okay? I go, oh no.
It was not running. It was scurrying.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I held it all in the cheek. Turns out I didn't.
Walking on his tippy toes.
You know when you walk it when you think it's all in the cheek and it's not in the cheek? It's very much not in the cheek.
You got God.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're wrapping up.
I think our producers quit.
Producers are like,
why are we still talking about this? Is there any funny comments based on this conversation, Bob? Feel free to put it up. But for right now.
Producers, once they're done throwing up, they might display them.
Listening to me talk about my bowel movements is better than Ozempic.
So be on the lookout in case they look up on you. So be on the lookout. We'll be back on Monday with the daily live show at noon Eastern. So come through for that. We have I believe an interview on that one. We'll confirm it, but the guys, the FIFA World Cup watchers in the Cube.
Oh yeah,
in
we Times did Square. Go hang out we, with the Cube.
We
guys.
Did interview them. I hung out with them in the Cube for a little bit. It was a nice
Austin and Kevin. Yeah. Great guys. Also, it's a fun weekend. If you happen to be in Houston on Monday and you don't know where to go watch the Brazil Japan game,
hit us up.
Come hang out with us. Why not? Just shoot us a DM. Shoot us a message on Instagram. Actually, watch our socials. We'll put up a little video tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you can comment on that. We'll send you the link.
Okay. So, all right. I guess we're wrapping up there, everybody. Thank you for hanging out with us after this Colombia-Portugal game.
Hit the bell button. Shoot us a hype.
We're live everywhere, every day. The World Cup has been what a trip so far,
it's
man.
Been
it's
wild.
Been it's been great.
Kansas, legendary.
I mean, we went from LA to Seattle to Kansas City and now in Houston.
And then we're gonna go to San Francisco and it ain't gonna stop from there. Yeah, we got a
that's
lot.
Right. US Bosnia Herzegovina. We're gonna be there in San Francisco for that. So the Cooligans are your source for the most fun. I saw a comment recently. Somebody said, "Oh, I love." I guess a new viewer, and they said, "Like, I love your show. I love that it doesn't include the same toxicity as other shows."
That's what we're here for.
We're
bro.
Here to laugh. We're talking about
diarrhea.
We're talking about diarrhea. That's all. I mean, diarrhea never hurt nobody.
What's wrong with you? Oh, wait a minute.
We do have a comment to share.
Alexis got Montezuma's Revenge in Texas. What? I might have, though. I ordered a Jamaica, and the thing was bigger than our head. You got to watch out. Maybe it was the ice, bro. Montezuma, you did it again.
Why is Montezuma in Texas, bro? Get out of here.
The one time I needed ice, ice got me in Texas.
Bro.
So it's exactly what we thought would have happened.
Hilarious. All right, everybody.
You guys are the best.
We'll end here. Wait, what is that?
X Michael Raymond said, Alexis's diarrhea XG is 100. It's guaranteed to happen. I'm going to look thinner in about 30 minutes.
Okay. So let's wrap up here.
Please. Alexis, get out of my room.
Alexis has to run to the bathroom. I just got responses of emails.
Yeah, all right, everybody. Take it easy.
See you on Monday, noon Eastern. Take care, everybody.
Love you guys.
Daily Live. Peace.